Anjem Chowdhury is to most the voice of extremism in Britain. He's been the face and founder of a string of banned radical groups. His small group of followers take part in provocative protests, including against other Muslims. And although detested by most British Muslims, his unrepresentative views are regularly used in the press, fueling Islamophobic stereotypes in society.
Critics question why, instead of being dealt with seriously by authorities, Anjem Chowdhury's views are given airtime. Those questions will surely intensify after the release of a major report into Chowdhury and his Al Muhajirun network.
Some of the key findings have been we've linked over 70 British terrorists, both convicted and unfortunately successful, that have been linked to his network. That includes the 7/7 bombers, that includes Woolwich, it includes the fertiliser bomb plots, the Christmas bomb plots, some of the biggest terrorist plots in British history. And the people have both been attending his lectures, being part of his group. Some of them have been actual members. We've also found that him and his network have become perhaps the single largest recruiting network for sending British and European fighters to Syria and Somalia.
The report says that while Chowdhury might not have been directly involved in terror plots, he helped shape the mindset of many of those behind them. That's why he's being dubbed Britain's biggest gateway to terror, and the biggest victims are in fact Muslims.
One of the key reasons we're taking this on is because the primary victim is the British Muslim community. And, you know, Anjem Chowdhury can be directly linked to the formation of the English Defence League in groups such as that. And so by taking him on, we hope to tackle all of this hatred together.
Many people see figures like Anjem Chowdhury and the EDL as two sides of the same coin, but yet both are left to preach their hate. And the consequences are being felt in Britain and across the globe. Press TV's requests for comment were not returned by Anjem Chowdhury. Nagas Mobileri, Press TV, London.
There's nothing we worship.